News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include EBSCO, supporting open source technology and making open platforms possible for libraries of all sizes. Learn more at EBSCO.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Caw Valley Field Day October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Live music from Chuck Mead and many more. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
You can become a member of KPR right now at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 306.
You can dial or text 988 and be connected to help.
That story you just heard about the risks artificial intelligence can pose to mental health, NPR is going to keep bringing you important stories like that one, as well as stories about the curious, stories about the wonderful, and stories that make you smile. And it seems important to point that out today of all days.
That's because October 1st marks the first day in 50 years that NPR and its member stations are operating without federal funding. Yeah. Federal funding is gone, but you know what? Our commitment to public service journalism stands.
We are right here. We are going to stay right here on your radio, your smart speaker, and everywhere else you get All Things Considered, Morning Edition, and all of the other public radio shows that we bring you every day, day in and day out. So thank you for listening, and we hope you'll stay here with us.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. As Scott was saying, today is the first day in more than 50 years that this public broadcasting station is coming to you with absolutely no federal funding. And as Scott said, we're going to continue to be here for you. However, we need your help to do that. You can become a member of Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we'll learn about one group of federal employees that played a key role in ending the last government shutdown back in 2019.
There's a shortage of air traffic controllers. They've been calling out sick because they're not getting paid.
Now, air traffic controllers could be in a powerful position again. That story coming up, plus our wild card series featuring Matthew McConaughey today. It's all coming up on KPR. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Clear skies again tomorrow night with lows in the lower 60s. It's 84 degrees in Topeka. The time is 3:20.
And time for you to invest, which is the station that's bringing you All Things Considered right now. It's easy to do, like Daryl said, maybe $15 a month. Whatever works for your budget, you can make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org.
Americans love to travel, but government data shows the cost of travel is up 20% since 2019. So many travelers are scaling back their plans.
The cost of living has just jumped, and I think everybody's feeling it.
How Americans are adapting, plus the latest on the government shutdown, on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, both KPR1 and KPR2. Morning Edition will get you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Make your pledge for me, myself, and I at kansaspublicradio.org. Even while the news is on, the time is 3:30.
And the International Committee of the Red Cross announced this week they were shutting down their operations in Gaza City and relocating their staff south because of Israel's military intensification.
That's Emily Fang in Tel Aviv. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran addressed the Senate last night as two proposals to fund the federal government, one backed by Republicans and another by Democrats, failed to find the necessary support. That led to a government shutdown this morning.
Every local government office in my state passes a budget and then lives within that budget every year. Every local unit of government at home can figure this out. And the United States Senate is failing one more time.
Moran and Kansas Senator Roger Marshall both voted in support of the Republican push for a resolution to temporarily fund the government until late November. Both senators voted against a proposal to extend current health care subsidies and fund the government through October. Senate Republicans are planning to call for another vote today on the temporary funding proposal. Enrollment numbers have increased at the University of Kansas for the second straight year. KU has achieved its highest overall enrollment. That's according to annual data released by the Kansas Board of Regents. KU's enrollment grew 1.3%, their final total 31,169 students. That eclipses the previous all-time mark of last year, a little more than 30,000 students. This year's record-setting enrollment includes the third largest freshman class in KU history. KU officials have invited future and prospective students to its annual Crimson and Blue Day, scheduled for October 17th. Two University of Kansas professors are urging teachers to learn more about artificial intelligence before using AI tools in the classroom. Sean Camperman and Katie Conrad held the first AI and Digital Literacy Institute for Kansas City area teachers. They did that last year. Now they're developing a guide for educators devoted to the topic. Dr. Conrad says many AI companies claim the technology helps students complete tasks quickly and easily, but she says that's not always ideal in education.
In order to learn something, you need to have productive struggle. You need to engage. Our brains don't work. Don't take things in unless we have to make a bit of an effort to make that happen.
The KU project isn't totally opposed to using AI in classrooms, but warns that educators need to be aware of its limitations. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening, but clouding up a bit late. Lows in the lower 60s tonight and light winds out of the southeast. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the lower 60s. If that sounds good to you, you're in luck because we're going to have very similar temperatures and conditions to that all the way until Tuesday night, at which point we will finally get a chance of rain. But in the meantime, late fall feels a bit like late summer.
Things considered from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Washington. Brittany, for those who have not seen Love Island.
Learn something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations tomorrow. Your local host is Jay Schaefer. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and start your day with all the information you need as you head through your morning. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support right now.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
Coming up in our next half hour news headlines, then looking at the various impacts of placing tens of thousands of federal employees on furlough. We will also remember the life and career of the great primatologist Jane Goodall, who died at the age of 91. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care, including vaccines, all under one roof, serving private and Medicare clients. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
KPR thanks Zen Zero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Zen Zero, serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It's 87 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 4.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
And Neighbors, hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. We're expecting a low in the lower 60s tonight. It's 4 o'clock.
Liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
Okay, hey, we wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the pretty profound change that's taking place today. That's October 1st. Today is the first time in 5 decades that NPR and its member stations are operating without federal funding.
That's important to note. It is also important to say that we're not going anywhere. The stories you've heard on All Things Considered today, like our remembrance of Jane Goodall from NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce, or what a closure of the federal government could mean for your life, we are going to keep telling those stories. NPR and All Things Considered are not going anywhere.
That's right. We are here today. We will be here tomorrow and the days, the weeks, and the months after that. But thank you so much for being here with us now. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and many other frequencies all around the state. They are listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support to this public radio station right now.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Pete Escovedo 90th Birthday Celebration, featuring Pete Escovedo and his orchestra, Saturday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. Information at follytheater.org.
Coming up in the next half hour, a quick update of news headlines. Then, an organization that pushed back against the government during the McCarthy era has now been resurrected with screen legend Jane Fonda leading the charge.
Our constitutional rights are under attack all across the country, and this can't go unchallenged.
More on the reemergence of the Committee for the First Amendment coming up in just about 20 minutes. Here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we kick off October on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. Some very famous spooky tunes to get you in the October mood, like Bach's Toccata and Fugue. And some extreme drama makes it into the evening via Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence. That is coming up tonight on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next, we have the Moth Radio Hour. KPR thanks Zen Zero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during this membership drive. Zen Zero, serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Hey, Laura, say Souvenir of Florence again.
Souvenir de Florence.
Look at that. Look at that. And you get that only on Kansas Public Radio. Welcome to...
Latest on the government shutdown. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, first thing. It would be first thing for me anyway. Maybe you get up before 5. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear on KPR. Start your day in an informed way. Jay Schaefer is your local host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are up next. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
This is only the latest effort by Trump to intervene in the city's election. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall are asking that chamber to honor a Hayes police officer killed in the line of duty. The officer, Scott Hyman, was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call over the weekend. Senator Moran took the floor to say, law enforcement officers are well known in towns the size of Hayes, and communities mourn their loss.
I ask the United States Senate to join me and my family in my hometown, expressing our sympathy and gratitude, our respect for this officer.
Governor Laura Kelly directed flags to be flown at half staff on October 3rd. The officer's burial will take place on Friday. Kansas farmers are facing uncertainties if the federal government shutdown drags on. Many farmers are focused on harvesting, but the agencies that support them are closed. Nearly half of all U.S. Department of Agriculture employees will be furloughed. During the last two shutdowns, the agency did not publish a monthly crop report. Jennifer Ift is an agricultural economist for Kansas State University.
And it could really sort of snowball. Maybe your local farm service agency office is closed. You know, maybe they need to be processing payments. Different types of reporting need to happen. There's the loan offices at the farm service agencies.
Ift said farmers won't be able to keep waiting for those services if the shutdown lasts beyond a week or two. Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky ditched her swimming cap for a lab coat yesterday to teach Kansas students about science and technology careers. The most decorated American woman in Olympic history visited Cedar Trails Exploration Center in Lenexa as part of her collaboration with Panasonic to promote education in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, or STEAM. Ledecky says those skills will benefit students no matter what career they pursue.
If you find something that you really, really love, try to be the very best you can be at it, whether that's in the science lab or in the pool or on the field or in some other subject or activity.
Panasonic opened a $4 billion plant in DeSoto in July. Officials there say they're looking forward to working more with the school district to increase STEAM education. It's 4:35.
Word for NPR comes from the station.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy npr.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear right here on KPR. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, you may have heard, a federal government shutdown has begun. Republicans outnumber Democrats in both houses of Congress. They control the executive, but they are blaming Democrats for not supporting their funding measure.
Democrats did nothing to help us. In fact, we would have loved to have the Democrats helping us, but they didn't.
Coming up, we'll hear from one of the few Democratic lawmakers who did vote in favor of the GOP bill. That would be Senator Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada. She'll explain her reasoning and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
Stay with us. Plenty more All Things Considered yet to come. It's 87 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
I'm sorry. 87 degrees, unacceptable for the first day
I'll
of
get
October.
Right on that.
Yeah, get right on that. Get our weather team
together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
5 to 9 a.m. That's when you can hear it. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow. Join us for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered yet to come. We start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence and 85 in Topeka. It's 5 o'clock.
Committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia, 84 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
Struggling with thoughts of suicide, you can dial or text 988 and be connected to help.
That story you just heard about the risks artificial intelligence can pose to mental health, NPR is going to keep bringing you important stories like that one, as well as stories about the curious, stories about the wonderful, and stories that make you smile. And it seems important to point that out today of all days.
That's because October 1st marks the first day in 50 years that NPR and its member stations are operating without federal funding. Yeah, federal funding is gone, but you know what? Our commitment to public service journalism stands.
We are right here. We are going to stay right here on your radio, your smart speaker, and everywhere else you get All Things Considered, Morning Edition, and all of the other public radio shows that we bring you every day, day in and day out. So thank you for listening, and we hope you'll stay here with us.
This is NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. Coming up in our next few minutes, an update of news headlines. We will find out which federal employees might be the group to examine to see exactly how long this shutdown is going to go. There's one in particular that holds an outsized amount of power. They're very important. We're going to talk about that. We will continue with our wild card series, talking today with Mr. All right, Matthew McConaughey. And we will learn more about big tech and warfare. Microsoft has restricted Israeli military access to some of its technology, and we will find out why coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Join us Saturday for yet another program on KPR, part of our very diverse groups of programming, this in the jazz field, live at Green Lady Lounge. This week, Ken Loverne's Organ Jazz Trio returns to favor us with some Kansas City originals, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 5 p.m., on your KPR One stations. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It's 520.
5:20 and the perfect time to chime in preparation for public broadcasting. It's never been more true than saying right now is the time to make your gift in support of the broadcasting you're hearing right now. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Americans love to travel, but government data shows the cost of travel is up 20% since 2019. So many travelers are scaling back their plans.
The cost of living has just jumped, and I think everybody's feeling it.
How Americans are adapting, plus the latest on the government shutdown, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we have news headlines, then plenty more all things considered. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:30.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas farmers are facing uncertainties if the federal government shutdown drags on. Many farmers are focused on harvesting, but the agencies that support them are closed. Nearly half of all U.S. Department of Agriculture employees will be furloughed. During the last two shutdowns, the agency didn't publish a monthly crop report. Jennifer Ift is an agricultural economist for Kansas State University.
And it could really sort of snowball. Maybe your local Farm Service Agency office is closed. You know, maybe they need to be processing payments. Different types of reporting need to happen. There's the loan offices of the Farm Service Agencies.
Ift said farmers won't be able to keep waiting for those services if the shutdown lasts beyond a week or two. Kansas Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall are asking the chamber to honor a Hayes police officer killed in the line of duty. The officer, Scott Hyman, was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call over the weekend. Senator Moran took the floor to say law enforcement officers are well known in towns the size of Hayes, and communities mourn their loss.
I ask the United States Senate to join me and my family and my hometown expressing our sympathy and gratitude, our respect for this officer.
Governor Laura Kelly directed flags to be flown at half staff on October 3rd. The officer's burial will take place on Friday. Two University of Kansas professors are urging teachers to learn more about artificial intelligence before using AI tools in the classroom. Sean Camperman and Katie Conrad held the first AI and Digital Literacy Institute for Kansas City area teachers last year. Now they're developing a guide for educators devoted to the topic. Conrad says many AI companies claim the technology helps students complete tasks quickly and easily, but she says that's not always ideal in education.
In order to learn something, you need to have productive struggle. You need to engage. Our brains don't take things in unless we have to make a bit of an effort to make that happen.
The KU Project isn't totally opposed to using AI in classrooms, but warns that educators need to be aware of its limitations. And Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky ditched her swimming cap for a lab coat yesterday to teach Kansas students about science and technology careers. The most decorated American woman in Olympic history visited Cedar Trails Exploration Center in Lenexa as part of her collaboration with Panasonic to promote education in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, or STEAM. Ledecky said those skills will benefit students no matter what career they pursue. Panasonic opened a $4 billion plant in DeSoto in July. You're listening to KPR. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
I work with, say, the U.S. government. We're going to trust what they're doing. But I think, you know, companies do bear a responsibility for how their products are used.
It's Paul Shari, the Executive Vice President at the Center for a New American Security. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Never quite know what you're going to get, but I can promise you it will come your way at 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, the very latest national, international, and regional news. Tomorrow, Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies scattered around the state, and always online. Access us via the World Wide Web at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
In our next half hour, an overview of what some of the impacts could be from this big federal government shutdown. We will also remember the life and career of Jane Goodall, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, open to the public for music, art, history, and prairie tour during the Kaw Valley Farm Tour on October 4th and 5th. Details at winterschool70.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. More upper 80s again on Friday and Saturday. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
10 minutes before.
Just embarrassed myself
I got
grievously.
I knew
you would get it,
thank
Laura.
You,
Laura.
I just,
the kids, listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Start your day with Morning Edition tomorrow on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.